欢迎大家来到恩道教会。
Welcome everyone to Grace Bible Fellowship.
今天是耶稣受难日。
And today is Good Friday.
所以我们要来看耶稣到底受了什么样子的苦难。
And we want to understand today what kind of suffering did Jesus enter.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经到马可福音第十二章。
And if you have a Bible with you, please turn to Mark chapter 12.
如果你没有圣经的话，就请听我们念。
And if you do not have your Bibles, please listen to us.
今天这段经文是一个故事。
Now today's passage is a story.
这个是耶稣所讲的故事。
It's a story that Jesus told.
所以就算你没有圣经的话，你只要听，你就能够听得了这个故事，也听得懂。
And so even if you do not have your Bibles with you, listen to the story and you will understand what he is saying.
我们来看马可福音第十二章第一到第十二节。
So Mark chapter 12 verse 1 to 12.
耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。到了时候，打发一个仆人到园户里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。园户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他们那里，他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他，又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，有被他们杀的。原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。这样，葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。经上写着说，匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的头块石头。这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过吗？他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
Mark chapter 12. And Jesus began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the winepress, and built a tower, and leased it to tenants who went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away.
在这里，耶稣对众人讲了一个故事。
So here Jesus was telling the people a story.
耶稣常常对众人讲故事，是用着他们所熟悉的背景，用着当时生活里的一些细节来跟他们讲故事，讲解神的道。
And now as Jesus was telling stories to them in the during their time, Jesus used examples they were familiar with so that he could explain God's truth in a setting that they understood.
不过在这些故事里头，耶稣常常会加了一些非常惊人的这一些细节，或者是这一个情节，而且有非常夸张式的一种讲法，是为了让这些人听了之后会在心里面产生一种很自然的感受。
Now in telling the stories, Jesus often told very exaggerated, kind of a plot so that people would get shocked and intrigued and pay attention to what he was trying to tell them.
所以在这个故事里头，耶稣说，在第一节这里，有一个人摘了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。
So in verse 1, Jesus began the story by saying a man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the winepress, built a tower, leased it to tenants, and then went into another country.
这样的做法当时是非常普遍的，就像今天也是一样，如果是有钱人，他们可能会买下一个地方，然后把这个地方租出去，为了是投资，有这个盈利。
So this is a very common practice for today. If you're a wealthy person, you would rent out your property so that you earn rent and make money from it.
所以这个人他也是一样，他摘了这个葡萄园，而且不只是摘了葡萄园，他也为这个葡萄园做了一些非常良好的这个措施，为的是把这个葡萄园打理得好好，能够有这个葡萄，能够有丰收。
So in planting the vineyard, this person added a fence and a pit for the wine press and built a tower, all so that the harvest would be plentiful from the land.
不过要等到收割的时候，起码要等五年。
So it takes about 5 years for the harvest to show.
这个时候他就把这个葡萄园租出去给这个园户。
So he leased the land, the vineyard, to tenants.
所以这些园户他们租了这个葡萄园，其实就是好像为这个园主打工一样。
So as they rented this land, it's like they were working for the landlord.
还没有丰收的时候，这个园主呢会给他们工资。
So before the harvest came, in that 5 years, the landlord would pay all these tenants to watch the land.
然后丰收的时候，这个园主他其实会跟这些园户会打合同签合约，然后到了这个丰收的时候，他们应该把一部分的这个丰收交给园主，剩下的他们可以留住给自己。
So when harvest comes, there is profit sharing. So they will be contracted and they would sign and agree what portions of the harvest would belong to the landlord.
所以我们在这一段经文可以看到，这一些园户他们得到了最大的福气。
So if you look at this story, these tenants were greatly blessed.
为什么呢？因为他们没有工作，这个也没有这个田地是属于自己的。不过这个园主他竟然摘了葡萄园，租给他们，让他们有工作，而且丰收的时候他们也能够享有这个丰收的这个果子。
So in this story, these tenants were very blessed because they did not own land, they had no job. So the landlord gave them a job and then even allowed them to have a share of the profit when harvest comes.
这一切都不是他们所做的，是园主所做的。
So all these activities was done by the landlord. They themselves have not invested personally in it.
那一个田地也不是他们的，这个葡萄园也不属于他们。
The land was not theirs. The vineyard wasn't theirs at all.
所以这一个园主到了这个丰收的时候，他就打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。
So when the time of harvest came, the landlord sent a servant to collect the harvest, some of the fruits of the harvest.
不过园户在第三节拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。
So but in verse 3 it says the tenants took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
这个是非常不道德，而且是非常充满着罪恶的一种做法。
So this is a very sinful act.
这个简直就是大逆不道，而且是不饮水思源。
So they forgot who was the benefactor, they treated him shamefully.
这个是在叛逆，而且是非常邪恶的做法。为什么？因为这个葡萄园根本不属于他们。
So this is a very despicable act because the land and the vineyard did not belong to them.
所以他们在这里犯了罪。
So they sinned.
在这边我们就看见他们的罪恶何等的大。
And this is a great crime they did against the landlord.
因为这一个园主他不只是打发一个人去，一个去了被打，他又再打发另外一个，他们打伤他的头，然后凌辱他。
So it is not just one they treated that way. When the landlord sent another, they hit him on the head and treated him shamefully.
第五节， 原主又再打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他，他们简直是越来越离谱。
So in verse 5, to make matter worse, they killed the next servant that the landlord sent.
然后第五节也告诉我们，这一个原主他不断地打发好些仆人去，有些被他们打，有些被他们杀。
So we read in verse 5 that the landlord continually sent servants, some they kill and some they beat.
当你听到这样的一个故事的时候，可能心里面就会在想，这个原主到底在做什么？
And as you listen to this story, you ask yourself, what is this landlord trying to do?
他打发第一个仆人去被打，第二个仆人去被打，第三个仆人去被杀，为什么还要不断地打发仆人去？
So,The landlord sent the first one, he got beat, the second servant got beat, and the third one got killed. So why is the landlord continually sending servants?
我们不要忘记，耶稣在这里讲的这个故事是为了用这些非常惊人而且非常使人惊讶的这些细节去促使听众要有所反应。
Now, in this story, the purpose of Jesus was telling this elaborate plot so that the listeners would respond.
就好像有些时候我们看戏
Just like when you watch a movie
我们看见这个好人被坏人欺负
And when you see the good being mistreated by evil men
然后那一个坏人能够没有被这个法律处制裁
And when the law doesn't catch or incriminate the evil person
他逍遥法外他什么事什么坏事都干尽了而且好人常常都是在受苦我们看了听了之后我们就打抱不平
And when you see the evil people prosper and the good men suffer you have this sense of injustice inside of you
所以这个就是耶稣用这一些细节的这个用意
And that's the purpose of Jesus telling this story.
这个时候我们可能会想，这个原主应该派一些兵啊，还是警察去抓拿这些原户。
So at this point, you might feel that the landlord should send soldiers and police to apprehend these tenants.
当时的听众也是如此。
And that's how the original audience felt that day.
不过第六节却让我们看见非常令人吃惊的事情。
Now the most shocking thing happened in verse 6.
原主还有一位是他的爱子。
And it says the landlord had one other, his beloved son.
他已经把所有的这些仆人都派去了，没有一个能够得到这个丰收回来。
And so he has sent all his servants and they have not returned with a harvest.
不过他还有一个爱子。
And he has one beloved son.
这个是他的爱子。
And it states his beloved son.
这个不是一个不孝子，不是一个败家子。
Not an unfilial child, not a disobedient child, a beloved son.
这个是原主所爱的儿子。
And this is a child that the landlord loves.
他幕后打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
And when the landlord sends the son, his purpose is saying they will respect my son.
这可真的是糟糕，因为如果你是听众的话，你一定在想，这一些原户啊，他们已经这样的处置所有的仆人，怎么可能还要再派儿子去呢？而且是一个爱子，不是败家子。
Now, just like the original audience, we are listening to it, and we're like, no, don't send your son. They've treated all your servants despicably. They will not respect your son.
第七节。那些原户彼此说这是承受产业的来吧我们杀他产业就归我们了于是拿住这个爱子杀了他把他丢在园外
And in verse 7 we read They said to each other This is the heir Come let us kill him And the inheritance will be ours And he took him and killed him And threw him out of the vineyard
果然爱子被杀了
SoIndeed, the beloved son was killed.
这些原户所犯的就是最大的罪恶，不只是把仆人杀了，现在连这个原主的儿子也被他们下毒手杀了。
So the tenants have committed the greatest crime against the landlord. They have killed the son of the landlord.
第九节
Verse 9.
这样，葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。
And verse 9 it says, What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others.
所以最终 这一些园户所面对的将会是最大的审判。
So at the end of this story, the tenants will face the greatest judgment against them.
这一些就是这个耶稣所讲的故事，不过这个故事的真正含义到底是什么？
So this is the story that Jesus told, but what is the tale behind this story?
在马太福音，就是圣经里面的另外一段，耶稣也讲了，也是马太也是记载了耶稣所讲的是同一个故事。
Now in the Gospel of Matthew, another part of the Bible, it records the same story.
在那一段经文，耶稣也是同样的问葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢
？And in that recording of the story, the question was asked, what will the landlord do to the tenants?
当时的听众这么回答耶稣。
And this was what the original audience responded.
他们说要下毒手除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按时后交果子的园户。
And so the audience said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons.
当然我们心里头有些少这些公义的感觉，都会觉得这些人所讲的是正确的。
So at that point you will feel like it's right to say that, you know, if you have some righteousness in your heart, you think yeah it's right that they're saying words like that.
不过耶稣讲这个故事其实是讲给当时拒绝他的人听的。
But the purpose of Jesus telling this story was towards those people that were rejecting him.
所以这些人其实给自己判了死刑。
So the original audience have cast a death sentence on themselves.
这个摘葡萄园的园主指的就是神。
So the landlord in this story is God.
这个人他摘了葡萄园，挖了个压酒池，盖了一座楼租给园户，这个园户是指着以色列。
Now the vineyard, the fence, the wine press, and the tower was built and leased to the tenants, which was the nation of Israel.
神选择以色列成为他的子民。
And God chose Israel to be his people.
为的就是让全世界都能够知道有神的存在。
For the very purpose of telling the whole world that there is a God.
以色列本来是要向全世界代表神的。
Now the purpose of Israel was to represent God throughout the world.
不过他们没有这么做，他们失败了。
But they did not do that, they have failed.
他们以为自己是神的选民，所以他们就以为所有的人都不配上天堂，只有以色列配上天堂。
So they misunderstood God's point, and they thinking that they were the chosen of God, decided that everyone else shouldn't go to heaven, only them.
他们以为自己能够上天堂，就不断的犯罪，以为犯罪也不会影响自己上天堂。
In thinking that they were people of God and that they could go to heaven, then they decided that they could sin and then not have to face the consequences of their sins.
神在以色列的历史里头差派了许多的仆人，就是指先知。他差派许多的先知去告诉以色列，他们犯罪了，必须要认罪悔改。
And God has sent many prophets in the history of Israel to tell them to repent and change their ways.
这个就是神给以色列的福气。
And that was the blessing God gave to the nation of Israel.
不过在历史里面记载，以色列对神所差去的先知做了什么呢？
And in history we know what they have done to the prophets of God.
他们把先知杀了。
They have killed the prophets.
有一些打先知，然后用石头打他们。
Sometimes they cast stones and hit and stone the prophets.
当用石头打的时候，是指用石头把这个先知给压死。
So when they stone the prophet, the whole point is to bury him in stone.
然后神没有放弃。
And God did not give up.
神甚至把他的儿子耶稣基督都派到世界上来。
And God sent his son, Jesus Christ, on earth.
就好像这一个园主他打发他儿子去。
Just like the landlord sending his son.
神差他的独生子耶稣基督来到世上。
And God sent his only son Jesus Christ on earth.
在故事里头这个爱子被杀了。
And in this story the son dies.
的的确确，我们知道在历史里头，就是以色列他们把这个耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
And we know from history that Israel themselves would crucify Jesus on the cross.
所以他们所犯的是一个最大的罪恶。
And so they have committed the greatest crime against God.
他们不只杀了神派去的先知，也把他的爱子耶稣基督给杀了。
So they killed God's prophets and they killed God's son.
神创造宇宙万物，神创造第一个人就是亚当，还有夏娃。
And so in creating the world, God created the first a man and woman, Adam and Eve.
神创造世界，把人放在里头，这个就是神给人的最大福气。
And he placed man in this earth, which was the greatest blessing he has given to mankind.
不过亚当跟夏娃他们犯了罪。
But Adam and Eve themselves sinned.
所以因着亚当与夏娃所犯的罪，所以人类会死亡。
And because Adam and Eve chose to sin, mankind dies.
你跟我有一天都会死。
And you and I will all die one day.
甚至这个婴孩也死。为什么？因为这个死就证明了所有的人都犯了罪。
And we know that little infants also die, and by death we know that we have all committed sin.
诗篇，大卫说：“我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”这就证明了原来这个婴孩在还没有出世的时候已经是罪人了。
And it says in Psalms 51, it says, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
不过神却爱世人。
But God loves people.
所以他向以色列显现自己。
So he manifested himself to Israel.
他也要用以色列让全世界的人都知道他是存在的。
And through Israel, his plan was to tell the world that he exists.
神的计划就是要差他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，为罪人的罪钉死在十字架上。
And God's plan was always to send his son to come on earth to die in the place of sinners, to pay for your sins.
当耶稣来到的时候，以色列把他钉死在十字架上。
And so when Jesus came, Israel crucified him on the cross.
这一个不是神没有预料的。
And this is not outside of God's plan.
神早已经计划好要让他的儿子为罪人钉死。
And God always planned for his son to die on the cross for the sins of sinners.
约翰福音第三章十六节告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
In John chapter 3 verses 16 to 18 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world,but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
当耶稣对众人讲这个故事的时候，是星期三。
So when Jesus told this story to the people, it was Wednesday.
再过两天就是星期五，耶稣就要到十字架那里被钉了。
And 2 days after telling that story, he would be crucified on the cross.
耶稣被钉十字架是人对神所做的最大的罪恶。
And in choosing to crucify Jesus Christ, it is the greatest crime that mankind has committed against God.
就好像故事里的原户一样，他们把这个原主的爱子给杀了，以为能够因着这样而得到这个产业。
And just like the story we read where the tenants killed the son hoping to get the inheritance, this is what mankind has done.
这个是何等不公义的事情。
A great injustice was committed.
耶稣来到世上被钉在十字架上也是一个何等不公义的事情。
And Jesus' death on the cross is one of the greatest injustice in history.
这个是没有任何的这个罪恶比这个更大。
There is no greater crime than putting Jesus Christ on the cross.
耶稣是神的儿子，他是无罪的。
So he was a sinless son of God.
他没有犯任何的这一个罪恶。
And he has not committed a single crime.
就算是当时这一个罗马的这一个官比拉多，他说为什么他做了什么恶事？这里指的是耶稣。就算是这个罗马的官也找不到耶稣到底犯了什么错误，可是他们便极力的喊着说把他钉十字架。
So even the Roman governor who presided over the affairs, he could not, and he attested to Jesus' sinlessness. He said to them, the people, Israel, why? What evil has he done? But all the people did was shout, crucify him.
所以就在耶稣讲了这个故事的两天后，在星期五，这个以色列人就把耶稣钉了在十字架上。
So 2 days after the story was told, Jesus would hang on the cross.
不过他们意想不到的是，原来耶稣钉十字架完完全全的是在神的计划里头。
Now, what they did not expect was Jesus hanging on the cross is exactly the plan of God.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们，神使那无罪的，就是指耶稣，因为耶稣是无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And so we read in the Bible, it says, For our sake, Jesus himself, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以这一个是神的计划。
So this is the plan of God.
不过这不代表杀了儿子的这一些人能够逍遥法外。
Now this does not mean that those that kill the son can escape justice.
因为我们回到今天的这一段经文第九节，这里说这一个主人将来要什么，他会来除灭那些园户，将这个葡萄园转给别人。
And so we read in verse 9 of our story, it says the landlord will come and destroy the tenants,and give the vineyard to others.
这里所指的就是将来的大审判。
And this tells us of the judgment to come.
任何拒绝耶稣基督的人都会面临这个审判。
And all those who reject Jesus Christ will have to face this judgment.
是的，耶稣他是为了舍命来到世上。
So yes, Jesus came to give his life on this earth.
他为什么要舍命呢？
Now why did he haveTo come give his life?
因为我们所有人都犯了罪。
Because we have all sinned.
在神的公义里面，他是不能够不处罚这个罪人的。
Now in God's justice, he cannot allow sinners to escape justice.
所以犯了罪的人所面临的就是死亡。
So sinners, our end goal is to face judgment.
不过刚才我们已经说了，神爱世人，所以差他的独生子为世人钉死十字架。
But we also read that God loved the world and he sent his son to die for us.
耶稣说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
And Jesus himself said in John chapter 10, For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
这里就是今天的经文所讲的，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And so this is what we read in verse 10, the stone that the builders rejected,has become the cornerstone.
耶稣是对着以色列人让他们知道他们所弃绝的匠人所弃的石头。为什么匠人所弃的石头呢？因为当时耶稣是在用这样的一个例子，这些人在建造房屋的时候，他们必须要查看这个石头到底适不适合成为这一个柱子的，或者是称为房角石。
So the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Jesus was using again another life example where they were building homes, and in building a home, they would find the best stone to be the cornerstone to function that purpose. So they need to find the best stone.
这个房角石就是一个很像一根柱子一样，它是支撑着整个屋子的。
So the cornerstone is like the foundation. You cannot use just a faulty stone to do that.
不过当时的人他们看了耶稣，觉得耶稣不可能是神差来的救主。
So At that time, when the people looked at Jesus, they said, he cannot be the one sent from God.
所以他们就好像这个匠人看了这个石头，觉得这个不能够用来支撑整间屋子，把这个石头给扔了。他们看了耶稣，觉得耶稣不可能是神派来的救主，就把他给杀了。
So just like the builders in seeing the rock and determined that it cannot be the cornerstone, the original listeners, Israelites, when they listened and viewed Jesus, they said and decided that Jesus was not sent from God and able to save them.
所以他们就杀了他，把他钉在十字架上。
So they killed him and hung him on the cross.
不过在神的计划里头，耶稣成了这个房角的头块石头，也就是说，这个神的救恩是建立在耶稣身上。
But in God's plan, He used Christ to be the cornerstone, to be the foundation of our salvation.
路加福音也提到这块石头，甚至说这个凡掉在那石头上的必要跌碎，那石头掉在谁的身上就要把谁砸得稀烂。
In talking about the stone in Luke 10, it says everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.
这里所指的就是审判。
We are talking about judgment.
耶稣就是这一块石头。
Jesus is that stone.
跌在这石头上的必要跌碎，被这一个石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁砸得稀烂。
So those who fall on that stone will be broken to pieces. Whoever the stone falls on will be crushed.
以色列弃绝耶稣，拒绝他，把他钉在十字架上。
So Israel rejected Christ and hung him.
他们对神犯的最大的罪恶。
They have committed the greatest crime against God.
不过神会审判。
But God will punish them.
耶稣死了在十字架上。
And Jesus would die on the cross.
这个就是耶稣受难日所发生的事情。
And that is what happened on the original Good Friday in history.
不过三天后耶稣复活了。
But 3 days after, he would rise again.
这一个是代表着他战胜了死亡。
And this would signify his victory over death.
当他复活了之后，他升到天上去。
And when he rose from the dead, he would rise to heaven.
他答应说有一天他会回来。
And he promised that he will come back again.
当耶稣回来的时候，他将会施行大审判。
And when he comes back this time around, he would perform justice on the people.
那些拒绝他的人将会面临审判。
And so those that reject him would have to face judgment.
耶稣知不知道自己要死？他知道。
And did Jesus know he was going to die? He did.
在这个福音书里面，他不断地跟这个门徒说他会受苦，他会死，不过三天后他会复活。
So in the Gospels, all throughout, he would tell his disciples he would die, he would rise in 3 days.
这一个的的确确地发生了，他被钉了在十字架上。
And it would happen as he say he would hang on the cross.
不过他三天后复活，这一些门徒看见了，所以就到处的传这个福音，就是耶稣死了，不过三天后复活了。
And he would rise again, show himself to the disciples, and they would go around the world telling that good news to people.
今天我们就得到了这个大福气。
And today we have that blessing.
这个大福气就是让我们知道了原来神有这个救赎的计划。
So the blessing is hearing that God has a plan to save us.
我们在这个世界上不是为了自己而活。
Now we live in this world not for ourselves.
如果我们是为了自己而活的话，这个是非常凄惨的。
And if you only live for yourself, that is a very pitiable situation.
因为生老病死每个人都会经过。
Because mankind, we will all age and get frail and die.
你如果为了自己而活，到头来还是死。
And if you only live for yourself, then your end goal has been predicted for you. It is death.
这样有什么意义呢？
And what is the point of that kind of life?
不过神给我们这个福气，他让我们听见这个福音，让我们知道原来他差他的独生子耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上。
But we hear the good news that Christ came and died for us to forgive our sins.
信靠他的人，认罪悔改，信靠耶稣的人就能够上天堂。
And if you believe in him, confess your sins, and you can join him in heaven.
我们不要像这些听了耶稣的故事的人，他们做什么？他们想要捉拿他，不过他们没有这么做，因为他们惧怕百姓。
Now do not be like the original audience. They heard the story and they wanted to apprehend and arrest Jesus.
当然，我们知道他们后来的的确确的把耶稣钉了在十字架上。
And we know for sure that they arrested Jesus and hung him on the cross.
所以我们今天来到这里，听见了这一个信息，希望大家能够好好的思想。
So as we listen to this story today, I encourage all of us here to consider
耶稣是神的儿子。
That Jesus is the Son of God.
有些人说，只要信耶稣就能够上天堂。
And some people would say, "Oh, if I believe in Jesus, I can go to heaven."
这么容易吗？
Is it that simple?
不可能这么容易。
It is impossible that it's so simple.
当然，从你的观点来看，可能是很容易的。
Now, from your point of view, it is very simple.
不过，神却不这么以为。
But God does not think that it is simple.
因为罪是何等的大，人的罪是何等的大，他必须要牺牲自己的儿子为了罪人的罪。
Now God views sin greatly, and He had to sacrifice His own Son to forgive your sins and satisfy the payment for sin.
如果你是父母亲，
Now if you are a parent here,
可以想象你用自己的孩子为另外一个人而死吗？
It is like sending your own child to die for someone else.
你觉得这样做是一件很容易的事吗？
Do you think that that is an easy thing to do?
反过来，那一个你把孩子献上为他死的人转过来说，我才不要这么容易的事。
Now if the person on the receiving end says, I do not need your son to die for me, I don't need it.
这一个是何等大的罪恶。
What great injustice that is.
所以对神也是这样，拒绝耶稣的，讲说我不需要耶稣的，其实是对神最大的侮辱。
So that is the situation. If you respond to God negatively, you don't believe in His Son, you have committed the greatest crime against God.
有一些圈子觉得他们相信耶稣。
Now there are some circles that say that I believe in Jesus.
不过相信耶稣不够，我还需要加上自己的好行为。
And some people think, okay, I believe in Jesus, that's not enough, so I'll do a little bit of good works here and there.
这个也是不正确的，因为我们必须完完全全的知道我们是罪人，是不配得救，完完全全必须要信靠耶稣才能够得救，不是靠自己的行为。
And that is incorrect, because you need to completely believe in Jesus, because as sinful people, we cannot do anything good to save ourselves. We have to depend on Christ.
我们今天来到这里听了这一段信息，如果我们不信耶稣，就好像这一些人一样，他们把这个原主的儿子给杀了一样。
And if you listen to this story today and you choose not to believe in Jesus, you'll be crucifying him again, like the tenants.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们，那些不信耶稣继续犯罪的人，就好像把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
And in Hebrews 6, it tells us those that do not believe in God, they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt.
因为神已经差他的儿子为我们死了。
Because God has already sent his Son to die for us.
这个福气这么的大，如果拒绝的人就是在抵抗神。
So it is a great blessing if you reject it.Then you're opposing God.
希伯来书第九章告诉我们，耶稣他一次把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。按这定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。到他显现的时候，就是审判罪恶的时候。
And it says in Hebrews 9, but as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
所以我们今天来到这里，听了这一段信息，神差他的爱子为我们的罪而死。
So you've said through the message, you have heard that God has sent his son to die for us.
这个就是耶稣受难热的时候所发生的这一个世界上最不公义的事情。
Now, so on the original Good Friday, the greatest injustice was committed by people against God.
不过这个完完全全的在神的计划里头，因为神就是要通过他儿子的舍命来拯救罪人。
But this was all within God's plan. He planned to send his son to die in our place to forgive and save us from our sins.
接受他的，信靠他的，就必得救。
And if you receive him, you believe in him, you will be saved.
相反的，那一些不接受耶稣的，将来就会受到最大的审判。
Now, conversely, if you do not believe in Jesus, then you would have to bear the consequence of the judgment on your own.
今天希望大家听了之后，不要像这些以色列人一样，他们听了还是离开了，而且是离开了，进入他们的黑暗之处，他们想要把耶稣杀了。
Now, do not be like the original audience. They listened to the story, they heard the indictment against them, and they went back home and they plotted against Jesus.
我们今天就要快快的投靠耶稣基督。
Instead, seek Jesus swiftly.
让我们做个结束祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the message. We thank you that more than 2,000 years ago, on the original Good Friday, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the Roman cross in Israel for us. We know that history has proven it is true. The whole world celebrates or commemorates this day today. Even secular nations honor the day by acknowledging that this is a historical incident. And we also know that your good son rose again on the third day, on Sunday, and we celebrate his resurrection. And with that, all the promises he has given of forgiveness, of coming back again, of judgment, of love and kindness for those that believe in him, all that is true because he arose. And we thank you and worship you for that. Help us to love your son. Help us to seek your son. And help us to grow an affection for your son. And please help us never to respond like the tenants, like the original audience who heard very clearly what Jesus was saying that day and responded very clearly without any doubt that they rejected Christ. Please help us never to respond that way. Maybe not now, but give us chances upon chances in our lives to seek your Son. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.